The Record Spins here on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. When I say circus, what comes to mind? Maybe elephants or clowns stuffed into cars? Maybe you're thinking about Teatro Zinzani or Cirque du Soleil, sophisticated aerial acts and music. Well, this weekend, Vashon Island is offering up a circus of a different kind.
50 Cent's Circus offers, and I'm quoting here, thrills, chills, and daring by women in their middle years. And by the way, it's 50 S-E-N-S-E, not C-E-N-T-S. As a woman in her middle years, I could not resist that hype, Ross, so I invited one of the circus artists to stop by with the lowdown. Martha Ensign's a longtime Vashon resident. She's co-founder of the performance group Umo Ensemble, and she's a trained actor, acrobat, and aerialist. Ensign told me the name 50 Cent really describes the concept behind the circus.
There's a bunch of wisdom that gets accumulated over anybody's life. And all of these artists are in their middle years, 40s and 50s. And there was a point where we were looking for the name for this circus, and we wanted to convey the feeling of giving back the wisdom that's been accumulated, the 2 cents that you learn.
Mm-hmm.
And then we realized we were all in our early 50s, late 40s, and that was the perfect double entendre. So it's the 50 cents that we've accumulated, that wisdom that builds up.
You have a lot of wisdom, but you aren't necessarily what I think of as just poised to leap into feats of daring do physically.
Well, that is a really interesting thing to say. And I guess I'll just have to say, come to the circus, because there are skills going on that are as stunning as any that I've seen and filled with both the skill of the choreography and the development of work and the physical daring and prowess and precision and artistry, as well as another layer of information. So I actually, I don't want to counter you on the air, but I have to say,
no, you can.
These are some astonishing performers. So yeah, it's quite remarkable to see. And I think Leah Mann is one of the performers and one of the main conceivers of the piece. She said, do you think it's something in the water in the Northwest? Because there does seem to be a proliferation of still very strong performers going physically hard at it in their 40s and 50s.
How long have you been doing physical performance?
Well, if you don't count like the arrival of college time and all that, Umo, which was the company that I founded and moved out here with, formed in 1989. And I've been doing aerial hardcore for at least 10, 15 years.
I introduced you by talking about the many things that a circus can be, including sort of Circus Maximus in ancient Rome. What does that term mean when it comes to 50 Cent Circus?
Well, there's a blend in a circus between the daredevil skill, the death-defying skill acts, which is always so thrilling,
right?
And then the ground-level clown characters who die over and over and have the humor and the comedy, and then the ringmaster who brings all the energy together. And the way that we've translated that is there are these characters when you first arrive into the pre-show. We've been referring to them as the oracle characters. They are derived from information we received from our grandmothers and our mothers, and they each have a interaction ability with the audience. They're like the dime museum automatons that come to life when mm-hmm. you put money in. Within the circus, those oracular characters serve as the clown characters, and they return over and over to the comedy of the set design is a huge to-do list. And I have to say, when it came up in rehearsal, we all laughed until we had tears running down our cheeks, because none of us can get through a single day anymore being working parents with kids and jobs and rehearsals and all of the things you have to do to stay in shape without having 50 lists going at the same time. So the set is a huge to-do list that we return to over and over as these characters that thread through the piece.
One of the things that I think about, just to go back to the question that you rightfully corrected me on about physical daring do, is that notion of what you learn as an artist over the years. Mm. And one of the reasons I asked you that question is that people like dancers, people who dance, who use their bodies, there's always some sort of sweet spot where you reach the height of the worldly experience that informs your artistry, but at some point, maybe you can't do all the things that you might have physically been able to do at 20, and when you didn't have any of that life experience that made you the artist that you are. And I'm curious about you, as the person who's sitting in the chair with me talking about this, how do you interpret that sweet spot, that crossing point in your own work?
It's such a great question. We've talked a lot about agency, the ability for having power. And we have been discussing how we still have this agency. We've got the physical skill and the just enough edge to get people to listen. There's a point where I think that in our culture, we stop listening. Really, really sadly, we stop listening to people who get older. And I think that's an issue we need to address. But right now, there's still this agency of the physical skill and the power, as you said, in this sweet spot with the ability to have now something to say that I didn't have to say when I was 20. When I was 20, I was just bursting at the seams to get out there and do and do and do. And now there's a really beautiful quote that Leah sent that I really wanted to say, and I'm going to read it now because it's from Eve Ensler, and it's just stunning. She said, "There are three of the 10 principles governing the city of joy. One is tell the truth. Two is stop waiting to be rescued. And three is give away what you most want." And that's what we're doing with this show. We're speaking the truth about life. We're not waiting for somebody to make this show for us. We are making this thing happen. We did a Kickstarter. It's been insane. People are coming out of the woodwork to help. And then we're giving everything that we have with our love and our wisdom and inspiration and imagination about what women can do.
This is two shows only. There's an evening show and a matinee. What beyond that? All this, you know, this work, this great group of women, any plans beyond the weekend?
Absolutely. This is a first up. I've already had an interest from someone in New York City regarding a part of the show coming out there in June. It's like a template. And because it's a circus, you can drop different acts in and out. And as long as we stay true to the core, you know, this is a circus of women in their mid-years, then we could really structure it in many ways and take it all over the place. So it's kind of flexible.
That's Martha Ensign, one of the producers and performers in 50 Cent Circus, offering thrills, chills, and daring by women in their middle years. Just like saying that. The circus happens this weekend at Vashon Island's Open Space for Arts and Community. It's The Record on KUOW.